Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Skunkworks, a personal memoir of my years at Lockheed by Ben R. Rich, is an insider account of how an unconventional engineering group repeatedly delivered breakthrough aircraft under intense secrecy, time pressure, and geopolitical stakes. Rich, who rose to lead Lockheed's famed Advanced Development Organization after Clarence Kelly Johnson, recounts the managerial choices, technical trade-offs, and cultural habits that enabled rapid innovation. The memoir places landmark programs in the context of the Cold War, when intelligence needs and air defense threats demanded new answers fast. Rather than presenting a purely technical chronicle, the book emphasizes how small teams, clear authority, disciplined testing, and a bias for action can outperform larger bureaucracies. Readers get a practical view of how high-risk aerospace projects are scoped, funded, built, and protected, and how leaders negotiate with the military, Washington, and internal corporate forces. The result is a narrative about invention, accountability, and the human side of cutting-edge aviation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Skunkworks culture of speed, ownership, and secrecy. A central theme is the distinctive operating culture that separated Skunkworks from typical corporate and government environments. Rich describes a small, tightly knit organization built to make decisions quickly, limit distractions, and keep responsibility clear. Secrecy was not just a security requirement. It shaped workflow, narrow information channels, compartmented teams, and a need to solve problems with minimal external help. This environment rewarded practical thinking and direct communication, while discouraging paperwork and status meetings that slow progress. The book highlights how leaders protected engineers from shifting demands, insisted on realistic technical commitments, and maintained a clear chain of command so designs could move from concept to hardware without endless review cycles. At the same time, the culture demanded personal accountability because mistakes could not be easily hidden or delegated. The broader lesson is that extraordinary performance often comes from deliberately designed constraints, small teams, clear priorities, and a disciplined approach to security. Rich presents Skunkworks as a model for managing uncertainty by creating an environment where talented people can focus, iterate, and deliver under pressure. Secondly, from concept to aircraft, managing high-risk engineering decisions, Rich frames advanced aircraft development as a sequence of irreversible choices made with incomplete information. The memoir emphasizes how Skunkworks evaluated aerodynamic ideas, materials, propulsion options, and manufacturing methods while balancing weight, range, survivability, and reliability. Because timelines were compressed, the team could not wait for perfect data, so they relied on rapid prototyping, aggressive testing, and a willingness to redesign quickly when evidence demanded it. The book also shows that innovation is rarely a single breakthrough. It is the accumulation of thousands of decisions about tolerances, interfaces, and trade-offs that make an aircraft buildable and maintainable. Rich underscores the importance of engineering judgment, especially when new technologies introduce unfamiliar failure modes. Program leaders had to decide what to prove in tests, what to accept as calculated risk, and what to simplify to meet schedules. For readers outside aerospace, the value lies in seeing how complex systems are managed through structured experimentation and relentless attention to integration details. Rich conveys that technical excellence is inseparable from project discipline because the best concept fails if it cannot be produced, flown, and supported. Thirdly, U-2 and SR-71 legacy. Pushing altitude and speed as strategic tools, the memoir connects Skunkworks' identity to earlier signature achievements and the lessons they left for later programs. The U-2 and SR-71 are presented as examples of aircraft designed not for conventional combat, but for strategic intelligence and deterrence, where unique performance characteristics mattered more than volume production. Rich discusses how extreme altitude and sustained high speed created new engineering challenges, including heat, materials behavior, fuel systems, and maintenance realities. These programs illustrate how mission requirements can force radical design choices and how the consequences ripple through operations, logistics, and pilot training. Rich also emphasizes that extraordinary capability often comes with extraordinary cost and complexity, requiring leaders to justify value in national security terms. Another lesson is the importance of reliability and safety when an aircraft operates at the edge of the envelope, because small failures can be catastrophic and recovery options are limited. By treating these aircraft as case studies in applied innovation, the book shows how engineering ambition is tempered by test results, field experience, and the need to keep platforms viable over years of service. The result is a practical view of how pioneering programs shape organizational know-how and credibility for future classified work. Fourthly, stealth and the F-117 era, aligning science, production, and politics, a major focus is the transition from traditional performance advantages to low observability as a defining requirement. Rich recounts how stealth demanded cross-disciplinary thinking, combining radar theory, shaping, materials, manufacturing methods, and flight control considerations. The story highlights that technical novelty alone was not enough. Skunkworks had to build a credible path from theory to a flyable and maintainable aircraft while operating under secrecy and schedule constraints. The memoir also explores the political and institutional dimensions of getting a new capability accepted, funded, and protected. Classified programs require trust, tight security practices, and careful communication with stakeholders who may not see the full picture. Rich describes negotiations with the military and government structures that had their own priorities, budget pressures, and risk tolerance. Readers see how program leaders translate complex science into decisions that procurement organizations can support. The broader insight is that breakthrough technology succeeds when it is paired with an execution plan, manageable milestones, rigorous testing, manufacturable designs, and a story of operational relevance. In Rich's account, the stealth era demonstrates the interplay between engineering creativity, disciplined systems integration, and the realities of defense acquisition. Lastly, Leadership Lessons, Motivating Experts and Defending a Mission, Beyond Aircraft, the book functions as a leadership narrative about guiding highly skilled specialists through uncertainty. Rich emphasizes respect for expertise, clarity of purpose, and the need to remove obstacles so engineers can do deep work. He portrays effective leaders as translators between technical teams and external authorities, able to argue for resources while keeping commitments realistic. The memoir illustrates how morale and productivity depend on trust, crediting people for results, setting high standards, and confronting problems early rather than masking them. Another recurring idea is the importance of building partnerships across organizations, including suppliers, test pilots, and customers, without losing control of requirements and schedules. Rich also shows that leadership in a classified environment includes ethical responsibility because decisions can influence national security outcomes and human safety. The practical takeaways apply to modern product development, keep teams small and accountable, align incentives with delivery, and institutionalize learning through testing and postmortems. Rich's experience suggests that innovation is less about heroic moments than about maintaining a culture where smart people can collaborate, disagree productively, and commit to a shared mission under pressure. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a grounded view of how breakthrough technology is actually delivered. Aerospace and defense enthusiasts, engineers, project managers, entrepreneurs, and anyone interested in leadership under constraints. It also suits readers curious about Cold War era innovation and the behind-the-scenes work that shaped modern air power and reconnaissance. The benefit to a reader's life comes from transferable lessons in focus, accountability, and decision-making when information is incomplete and timelines are unforgiving. Rich's memoir makes clear that speed is not magic. It is the outcome of clear authority, disciplined testing, and a culture that protects critical work from bureaucracy. Compared with many aviation histories that focus mainly on specifications or combat narratives, Skunkworks offers a rare managerial and organizational perspective, showing how strategy, politics, and manufacturing realities interact with engineering ideas. It is worth buying because it combines personal leadership experience with concrete program-level insights, giving readers both an engaging story and practical frameworks for executing ambitious projects. If you want inspiration that is tied to real constraints and real consequences, this memoir stands out as a uniquely useful and credible guide. If you would like to support Ben R. Rich, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.